Some actions have their own specific gravity, their own allure. Once you start doing them, you kind of want to keep doing them. Some images, some fantasies, are difficult to keep locked up in the back of your brain. They find their way out. They find their way into your day. Between your legs, there's a source of heat and of wet, squeezing tension, which if you stimulated it just right now, if you touched it just right and kept persevering and going, would place you into a state of mental control entirely biologically. Your brain will find it quite hard to focus if you were powerfully coming. And when your hand goes between your legs, you start manipulating your pussy, start rubbing, touching, start giving it different types of stimulation that you like, or even novel ones that I propose. Your thoughts get more and more cloudy, more and more vacant and blank. That natural ascension into both relaxation and desire, where you desire to perform the function of making your pussy come, that horny arousal's built into you, coded into you. If you have libido, if you have drive, if that characterizes you, then all trance needs to do, all hypnosis needs to do, is make that the subject of a recurrent, sneaking compulsion. But rather than going all the way to the full and final stage, you know, if you're touching, if you're bringing that delicate, desired stimulation into your body, and you're just short of orgasm, that's when your brain is most preoccupied with doing whatever it takes to finger or rub or massage your pussy, your clit, your inner thighs, your nipples, your tongue, your lips, your shoulders, wherever is a weak spot on you that you might get stimulated or you might stimulate yourself. Edging can be a couple's effort, but on your own, you can really always find something new to do. Orient your mind into a device for making your pussy feel good, for fueling the wet, ever-increasing pleasure that happens on the way toward climax. Of course, coming might be something you gotta wait for to really get the benefit. Slide your hand down. And rather than touch, rather than slide inside, rather than thumb your clit, just cup your hand around your hot pussy. Feel the heat. Feel any wetness which has made its way to the outside. If your clit stands aloof and upright, go ahead and rub your palm over it, or a finger. But keep the stimulation low, minimal. Just get to know what's between your legs while what's between your ears reminds you that you could really grow to like edging and edging, hypnotically encouraged, hypnotically instructed on how to keep yourself riding the edge of the wave. And if you did come, your pussy might want another or another if you just were encouraged the right way. If one of those thoughts in the deep inside box of self, of fantasy, of fetish, that keeps getting out is, I wish my pussy was so hot, so wet, so in need of pleasure that it was the only thing I could think about. I wish I was blank and edging. I wish I were so horny I would do anything, rubbing, getting friction between my legs, rubbing against the corner of a desk, or humping a pillow under you, humping your hand, doing whatever you might have to do to get to that edge and fall over it only when you're at the absolute limit of ability to think, the point where even thinking of anything but instinctively seeking your own pleasure is impossible. If you could get to that point, and that's how you do it. Systemic integration, the everyday ritual of edging and aching. It can be combined with porn, with hypnotic audio, mine or any other you like and trust. It can be combined with stories. It can be combined with just closing your eyes and opening that box of fetish and fantasy and thought at the back of your head and letting it roll out. But if you integrate edging into your everyday, if you get in the habit where you're walking around so turned on, your pussy so primed for stimulation, that any sudden, insistent pleasuring from you or someone else who wanted to pleasure you would set you rolling over the edge into an exhausted state, and then you'd start the whole cycle over. That's how you really develop an edging ache, a craving for your clit, for your pussy to be stimulated, to be guided to their limit. The way you grow more aware of the demands of your body, intensify your libido, is with a little trigger, a little anchor, a little set of thoughts, mantras, meditations upon what your pussy does to your brain. There are chemicals already moving in your brain, let's face it, things which are part of your body's arousal response and just condition you to think of the pleasure that could be given between your legs, all the things that could be done to you, every fantasy you've tied in. You've spent a long time developing a system inside your head to make it so that when your pussy's being stimulated, your brain goes to places of desire, places of lust, places of eagerness, a little more eager to get off and get pleasure than you might normally be, disposing all your thoughts in a focused way. That focus is not too dissimilar from trance, and the way that focus is right next door to a lazy, vacant, constantly masturbating way of living, that's a little bit like trance too, contrasting and connecting a very focused state, where you're very focused on how your hand is right up against your pussy, on how you're allowed to start touching yourself now. And yet you're also a little more vacant. Your thoughts find it harder to connect. You only think about what's between your legs and how it makes you feel, pursuing with fantasy, with idea, with story or word or the instruction your wet, dripping pussy is allowed to feel very good. Permit yourself pleasure. Permit yourself the ascent. When those muscles get tight enough, they trip a certain little switch inside of you, and suddenly you're coming, coming for up to half a minute, maybe more, a blank coming brain. But edging your way there, that's where the magic happens, where your mind becomes predisposed toward arousal. Don't you want to edge? With me? For me? Alongside me? Beginning the process of integrating aching edging into your constantly horny state of being. So anytime you can get somewhere private, somewhere comfortable, you might need to desperately edge for a minute or two. You might need to desperately get yourself close and then stop. In the way where you're panting and you need to grip the arms of your chair or your thighs, where you need to breathe deep a few times and steady your brain to keep from giving in to the urge you've tried to put away in that box. I mentioned how some thoughts are hard to put away. Well, if you live the life of someone constantly edging their pussy, constantly rubbing your clit, dipping some fingers inside and cleaning them off later, or licking them clean if that's your thing, if you're always bringing your pussy close but not over the edge, then you add some delicious flourishes to your mind. And it would feel so good to live that way, every day with your pussy submitting its deep, desirous commands to your brain, always getting wet before you even touch it, because you will be conditioning yourself in an ongoing way to both crave the edging and to be constantly wondering where the orgasm is, when it'll happen. Sometimes you might even get yourself off by accident, and it's a delicious feeling, the feeling of the forbidden, of the thing not even pursued, of the surprise. If your pussy's always attenuated so it's practically twitching, practically shivering, so just brushing against your underwear sometimes makes you pause, breathe deep to control your brain and your wet, sopping sex. So you have to pause and make yourself hold on and hold back. So it's not even about edging anymore, because from the moment you lay your hand against your pussy and just feel its heat, your brain will go down the familiar, well-worn, constantly walked pathways of edging and dripping. I mentioned some thoughts are pervasive. Some thoughts creep out of the fantasy box and make you ache, desire to carry them out. Well, something as simple as self-serving, something as simple as bringing your wet desires into reality, even if you don't get off, even if you just edge and edge and edge until your brain turns to putty from all the hormones going wild, well, you will still have created a world where that's normal, that's the expectation, and because it is so simple, it's easy for your brain to want it, easy for your hormone-addled brain to simulate getting off. Simulate that in your head and tell you it's a desirable outcome. Hypnosis, trance, training, it's all just about desirable outcomes. Even in a normal BDSM setting, if your pussy's getting stimulated all the time, when a certain type of stimulus is there, when a certain event happens, it's going to be more controlling, more aroused when that event is near. Well, if what you're doing is slipping away and edging and rubbing yourself right up to the brink to that sweet spot where you know you're not going to come, but you know you could if you pressed on and on and on and then stopping, letting all your effort just eat off into the air as heat, as a wet feeling of dripping success because your goal is to get yourself turned on, to excite your libido with daily cravings, to create in yourself a kind of instinctive desperation for the climax that you may accidentally reach, you may permit yourself to reach, but edging routinely to remind you of the sensitive structures down there, to remind you that they exist and you should be familiar with your pussy, with all the spots inside that feel good, with your clit being rubbed, being stimulated, even vibrated as long as you don't slide over the edge, edging closer and closer, so it's always on your mind in the back of your mind. To varying degrees. When you have to do something, that's fine. But when you have a little time, you spend a few minutes just edging, masturbating, edging, inching up, getting in the mindset where dripping your thoughts out feels so good. Because that's what happens. Thoughts get disorganized. They become uniquely sexual. All your thoughts start to fixate. That dam inside of you gets ready to burst as you fill the space behind it with wet thoughts that have been discarded for a little while. Rub your pussy. Edge your pussy. Go right up to the edge, right up to the limit, right to the point where you can see the horizon of coming, and your brain's been affected. Note the change in your mindset. Notice the unsubtle change in how you think when you're very close to coming, when you're feeling incredibly good, the disorganization, the preoccupation with sex, the fact that anything can sound a little sexier when it might get you off. Going deep for me. Can sound very sexy indeed when it might get you off, or it might keep you hovering on that edge, right up against it, rubbing. Remember what I said about friction, about humping, blatantly showing how horny you are. That's the kind of thought you'll have when you're edging all the time, when you're edging your wet pussy, when you're bringing it toward pleasure and release. But you know the release might be a very long way down the road, and you're just conditioning your pussy, making it always think that maybe this time you're going to come, maybe this time you'll get to get off. But what you're doing is rubbing, rubbing, grinding, wetly filling, vibrating, fantasizing, doing anything to make your pussy soaked and blank and primed for pleasure. You'll grow more aware of it. This is just the introduction, the concept. Specific instructions may follow, but all I needed to do was plant the seed inside your head that if your pussy is edged, if your pussy is close and quivering and it responds to the air, to your clothing, to the touch of your hand or friction if you rub against any object, if it responds so eagerly telling you yes, yes, just go ahead and get off, if it's like your sex is begging you to get off, you've reached the true state of edged, constant arousal, and that arousal will make all pleasure you do get even better. Visualization. Think of your body before you ever do any edging. Then think of it being slowly, pervasively invaded by chemical signals from your brain, tied to you edging but not completing the act. So the hunger stays, the arousal stays, your pussy slowly controlling the rest of your body, but you tell it no, not yet. But it still submits its demands to your brain, its constant hungering demands. It still makes you think of how you could be coming and coming and coming to oblivion, but you edge and edge, and it'll make you hungry for it. See, that's the secret. If you've always got that driving idea that you could come, you've always got something to reward yourself with when you do well in your pursuits, when you do well in what you must get done, maybe you could permit yourself to climax then, and I'll be going over all those little things. But what's important is to integrate into your everyday experience of your own sex that when you have a chance, you rub, you stimulate, you vibrate. It can be through your underwear. It can just be rubbing against something. It'd be clenching your thighs. Remember, when it comes to edging, it's really hard to get off by just squeezing the muscles inside your body. the muscles that touch the vast internal structures, but it's really easy to squeeze them in a way that makes you turned on, really easy to work those muscles and make yourself wet, make your clit stand a little, make your brain all caught up in your body. You could do it even when you're not thinking of it, when you just need to get edged. Because walking around every day with that edging going on, it focuses your mind. It helps you meditate upon your goals. Because you know there are rewards that are delicious that you could be having. But the more you wait, the better it feels. The longer you've gone without coming. And I give you another visualization. Hotly, wetly invaded your whole body with the chemical pleasure that comes from your pussy being edged all the time, slowly conditioning yourself to think of what it does to you, of how you make yourself think of sex, make yourself hornier, make yourself more aware of all the nerve endings down there that submit their demands for sweet release. Well, what if you were taken at that moment by a lover? If you were incredibly edged, and you practically bite your lip, quiver, and try to explain. Oh no, you're not sure you'll be able to stand it. Your pussy's been edged for so long, you're so close to coming. Imagine the idea of your lover just beginning to touch, just beginning to stimulate, and you come, squeezing and hard. It feels so much better when it's someone else's stimulation, after all. Of course, you could also set up a machine or a timed toy to vibrate or anything else in the world that would surprise you. But visualize the delicious state of so thoroughly integrating edging into your life that you know your pussy's weak points are just always on display. You know you could be coming and racked with the feeling of coming any time that serious attention was paid to your pussy by you or someone you desire. Any time that you are not edging, you're doing something else. When you are edging, mindless, that memory gets put away for when you have to do other things. It all interweaves. It's an integrated edging approach. Your whole life, your pussy should be quivering, shaking, anticipating the next time it gets a little bit of what it wants, what your brain wants, what your libido tied into it all tells you you need. And what if you only stimulated yourself using a method you know doesn't get your pussy off? Maybe a certain type of thrusting or a certain type of clit stimulation just never gets you off unless you do it a long time. That's the secret. You'll find yourself finding new ways to interact with your pussy, and maybe you'll get used to them. Maybe your brain, fueled counterproductively by your wet, dripping sex, will make you think, well, here's how I get off anyway. And you'll have to adapt. You'll have to find new ways to avoid getting off. But like anything, fixating on avoiding something tends to make you think about it more. Fixating on avoiding coming brings your brain back to it, brings you dripping back to the place where just a little more rubbing could send you over the edge. The trap is, coming makes you think of how much better it is because you've been edging. So once you edge for a while, the orgasm, even when it happens, isn't a freedom from edging. It's a reminder of how good it is when you just touch yourself enough to get close, leave it all day. Just touch yourself enough to get close, leave it all night. Wake up in the morning, can't take it anymore, fuck yourself senseless, and come so hard you practically black out. But you're not going to think, there I had an orgasm. There I had an orgasm, I'm done with edging. There I came once, I never need to come again. You didn't stop at coming once in your life. You're not going to stop at edging once. Because once you taste, when you have tasted how wonderful the pleasure is when it's been amped up, amped up, amped up, and you've been made to look for it, that is a unique and new type of pleasure. That's what you're here to do with me, isn't it? Pursue unique new types of pleasure, and so integrate some edging into your life. I'll give you more detail, give you more thoughts, but I bet I've given you some food for thought. And when you come hard, and you know it's because you've been yearning for this particular climax for a long time, you're going to want to see if you can go a little longer the next time. And you're going to walk around thinking unique, horny thoughts. It's going to fill your head with fantasies, with ideas. Maybe you'll even end up thinking of something sexy I haven't thought of because you've been preoccupied with your pussy all day. edging it whenever you have the privacy, getting so hot that your eyes roll back at the thought of the next orgasm and how good it'll be and how it'll drive you into the start of the cycle again. That's how it works. Maybe you'll think of something new, and when you do, you'll know what you have to thank. So edge for me. Slide your hands between your legs. Find the position that is least likely to make you come, but still feels good and can get you close. Find the compromise on those two axes. And start working your pussy for me. Until embedded deep in your brain is the expectation that your pussy's just going to be hot, wet, twitching all the time. And that the wrong kind of stimulation might send you into a surprisingly early climax. And you just have to ride the waves before starting the edge again. So when you come, you'll have the delicious feeling of enjoying it, mixed with a resigned sigh that you're going to have to start your edging streak all over again.